This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hi there, you're tuned into another edition of Sherm Radio and you're catching me, Ahalya, on this episode. Now, you know, amongst all of the different things that COVID brought with it, one of the biggest changes that stayed is the complete transformation of the traditional workplace as we know it. You guessed it, I'm talking about hybrid working. While there were certain sectors, companies, and individuals who were toggling with the idea of hybrid working, it's safe to say that the hybrid work model has officially become a reality globally for many individuals across sectors and industries. And it's not just COVID either. The rapid digital transformation of modern organizations means that the definition of a traditional workplace is quickly morphing into the hybrid office environment. Now, the shift entails incorporating new technologies, team-based operating models, and collaborative workspaces with the aim of improving how employees work, collaborate, and communicate. So today we're going to be examining a few steps and strategies that you can employ to help your staff adapt smoothly to this change and succeed in a hybrid workplace. It's not about surviving, it's about thriving. So the first step on our list is to pay attention to building a collaborative working environment. After a century of innovation, telecommuting is being reimagined as a key tool for both employers and employees to thrive in a digital workplace. By partnering with your HR team to implement policies and procedures that allow for remote work and flexible hours, you can create a culture that is more inclusive and supportive of employees who want to reduce their commute and diversify their schedules with remote work. By combining remote work with tools like Yammer, for example, your team will be able to stay in touch, work together on projects, share files, and work from anywhere in the world. And an extra perk, this will save costs on hiring and training new employees. So for all of us who are still concerned about smooth communication in this work model, there's always a solution. The next thing you want to do is train your team on new office tools. If your employees have grown accustomed to the software tools used in their previous workplaces, you'll want to help them adjust to the new technology in their hybrid workspace. By training your team on the latest tools, you'll significantly reduce the risk of them feeling overwhelmed in their new environment. If your organization, for example, has a central communications platform, you can include training on how to use it, as well as the basics of creating content for your employees. In fact, when it comes to digital tools, it's important to keep in mind the needs of your various teams because different employees may need different resources. For example, you may have separate tools for marketing, sales, and customer support that need to be customized for their specific needs. It's also helpful to consider the needs of your employees with respect to health and wellness. While it's important to keep an open mind when considering what new tools to add to your office, it's also helpful to keep the needs of your employees with respect to health and wellness in mind when making those changes. Now, one of the biggest perceived cons of a hybrid working place is that it becomes difficult to address everyone at the same time. But maybe that's a good thing, because a hybrid workplace calls for a higher level of individual attention. In order to help employees succeed in such a model, leaders need to create room for individual contributions. To do this, you can create a culture of trust where employees feel comfortable taking risks, including making mistakes and requesting help when needed. This can be accomplished through regular informal and formal feedback sessions, as well as peer recognition events such as lunches, where each team member gets to choose. In addition to allowing your team members to shine, you can support them when they're feeling overwhelmed. To do this, you can create a culture of daily relief that focuses on creating a supportive environment for employees who are feeling overwhelmed by the pace of their work. This can be accomplished by offering remote work scheduling options, flexible hours, and on-demand support options like Slack or Zoom. So step three, give everyone a chance to shine. And this leads us to our next strategy, encourage transparency and collaboration. Organizations must strive to encourage transparency and collaboration. Your workplace can begin by establishing a transparent structure throughout your organization. Doing so will help you establish open communication with your employees about organizational goals and strategies, and will also encourage them to be transparent with their own workflows, projects, and team members. Such a structure will also help you create a culture of collaboration within your organization. We cannot emphasize this enough. collaboration is critical in a hybrid workplace because it allows teams to work together to solve complex problems while utilizing their individual strengths and areas of expertise more effectively. To create a culture of collaboration, you could include team-building activities, initiatives, and channels that encourage open communication and formal as well as informal ways to recognize and reward team members for their contributions. And to that end, another strategy that is really important to keep in mind is to keep discussions clear and honest. Clear and honest discussions are the difference between teams that succeed and teams that falter. You'll want to create a culture of honesty and clarity while being polite and friendly with your employees. This can be done through regular communication that includes a clear organizational structure, goals, and strategies. It's also important to create a culture where employees can anonymously submit feedback and have regular reviews with the goal of allowing your team members to receive constructive feedback, which can be challenging in a culture of praise. It's also helpful to create a work environment where employees know when they're being productive and are encouraged to identify the aspects of their job that could be done by someone else. This can be done through regular feedback sessions as well as organizational channels that clarify when someone is being designated a co-worker instead of a manager or leader. And finally, it all boils down to the essence of the hybrid work model, and that is to offer flexible work options. In a hybrid workplace, the ways employees choose to work are also evolving. Many employees want to take a more flexible approach to their work schedule, including working from home, doing remote work, or having a more varied schedule. In order to make that possible, company leadership needs to ensure that they work hard at fostering a culture of flexibility throughout the organization. How do we achieve this? Through regular team building activities, transparency, clear communication, and a work environment where employees feel supported when they take on a flexible approach to their work. You'll usually find that employees who feel they're receiving support tend to be a lot more productive and reward the trust that's placed in them. It's also helpful to create a program where employees can request flexible work options, as well as a process where employees can identify when they need a flexible work option. The when of the flexible work option matters too. Having open communication about when employees can ask for flexible work options and giving them a way to figure out when they need one can make it much less likely that a request for flexibility will be ignored. You know, at the end of the day, the type of workplace environment you create for your team will largely determine how well they perform and how happy they are in their roles. With that in mind, you can't afford to make the same mistakes that others have made and let hybrid workplaces fall short. Instead, you can follow these tips and build a culture of success for your team. So that's the rundown on this edition of SHRM Radio with me, Ahalya. We'll be back with more interesting strategies, conversations, and discussions from the world of HR. In the meantime, stay safe, stay happy, and stay curious.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.